I'm Floyd Hall, and this is a Wonder Root artist feature. I have the pleasure, the distinct pleasure, of being joined by the ladies of House of June Production Company, Amber, Tempest, and Ebony. Ladies, how are you doing?
Great.
Floyd, your voice is everything.
It sounded so good. I wanted to say something while
you were
saying it.
I just want to take your voice home. I don't know if that's inappropriate. I'm going to be quiet.
Well, we can talk about that later, but let's talk about you all right now. So, the gray area. First of all, congratulations on winning the screening.
Thank you.
Yeah, the Wonder Root, generally local, mostly independent, local film night.
Woo-hoo.
Screening. Our most recent one, you all took home the prize. And let's talk about the film. So, where did the idea start, or I guess what were you trying to get across with the idea for the film?
Okay, I'm going to make it very, very compact.
Okay.
We shot a completely different film originally than what was shown.
Okay.
The first can of footage that we saw, we were not impressed by, and we were like, no. So then in turn, we decided to reconceptualize, if you will, the whole film. And borrowed some elements from the first one and introduced some new elements to the one that you were able to view. So the story came from the first one not being completely dope or dope enough, and then just kind of reconfiguring everything.
So let me ask you about the script. I really loved the writing. I felt as though the characters were familiar, but in many ways very authentic to who they were presented to be in that particular work. So talk about the actual writing of the project.
I would say that a lot of the women were borrowed off of women that I know in this room as well. Just experiences in being in one room with a whole bunch of different dynamics of energies, if you will, and talking about very inappropriate things that you probably wouldn't want the outside world to hear, but having a space where you can be raw and authentic and kind of verbalize everything that you hold in from day to day. Like, you can get it out because you're amongst people who you trust and people who are probably just as awkward as you. So there's no really, there's no judgment there.
Now, I did feel that emanating from the characters that were there. So for those of you all who haven't seen it yet, I felt like the protagonist in the piece was a reflection, or I guess a composite, of the other characters who were there. So there was some of her in the other voices. And I was even wondering, from that standpoint, and not to get too deep into it to give it away, but I watched it and I felt as though the three main voices were more so voices in her head.
That's interesting.
That maybe, like, this could have been all in her head, but these were the three voices that maybe all of, or maybe more than three, but these were the voices that maybe all of us have as we contemplate decisions that we're about to make. And it just so happened to play out that there was this confined space where this dialogue took place, where it was her in conversation with all of these voices. So that was my interpretation of it. So talk about the relationship between the protagonist and those other perspectives and how you try to give them equal weight in that moment.
I think what you just said is a really good perception. I'm going to kind of link it to House of June and the dynamic that we have. I would say that Amber and Tempest and I all kind of share the voices in each other's heads. Even in the character speaking, in the sense of that, I think that there's some similarities. But it's more so speaks to best friends. You're kind of best friends because you share a likeness, if you will, in the way that you think, in the way that you process. So I can say that whereas the protagonist was kind of this neurotic entity, if you will, and she needed someone to kind of hone her in, I think that the depictions that you saw were relevant to that. We kind of attract what we need. And I think that in most story dynamics, you can see that picture painted.
So let's talk about House of June as a collaboration and how you all function together. as a collective, as a creative collective. So talk about your roles and how you all work with each other.
Go ahead first.
Left or right?
I'm Amber Burnett, and I do the cinematography, co-directing, and the editing.
I'm Tempest Roque, and I'm the executive producer.
I'm Ebony, and I do writing and co-directing.
Okay, so talk about how you all work together, though. So there's a final product.
There was a second part of that question, yeah. Was it?
And walk through that process for us.
So for me, I'm kind of like the whip of the group. I handle a lot of the talent, making sure everybody's on time, making sure things are pulled together, making sure that they have what they need, as well as the talent. I specialize in telling people what to do.
That's hilarious.
I really do. I'm really good at it, actually. And I'm a mom, so I've really honed it. Like, I own it now. I just know how to do it. But working with different people, because I'm so black and white, I had to learn to be black, white, and gray. So, yeah, I'm just the whip. I pretty much make sure that the boat runs on time and keeps on going. Any hiccups, I try to get to them before they have to even pay attention to them. So that's
we appreciate that.
That's my role. I love y'all.
Hey. Appreciate that.
I love y'all.
I always go last in talking because I like to hear y'all.
How's the process work? Okay, so well, I know gray area. We talk specifically about gray area, I guess. Gray area is actually a super old script that got canned. The original script, anyway. And I think you came up with that idea. I don't think that's something we... Did we talk about that?
We didn't, but that idea was largely... Amber was supposed to... Amber is also an actress world.
Was.
Okay, was. she's a really darn good actress. And I looked at her, and I was like... I was thinking of pieces of your personality.
That's right. Yeah, that's
and
right.
The lead character was actually Amber. So... That's a little film trivia.
Film trivia. And then so it got submitted for Sessions, and we didn't know we were going to shoot it for Sessions. And it was like, oh, yeah, we got to shoot this script. It's like, oh, we got to shoot this script.
Yeah.
so basically, Ebony might, like, write up something and think of this grand idea on her own, or we talk about what do we want to see on film, what is missing, and what do we have a desire mm-hmm. to make a story about, and then she'll write it. Then we'll go through edits, and after that, it's movie making time.
Yeah. Now, Amber, you mentioned Sessions, which is a part of the Atlanta Film Festival programming. Talk about the actual film festival process, submitting the, that sort of world for people who may not be in that space.
The film festival submitting process. It's a lot of sending stuff in and paying money, and hoping they send you an email back.
Yeah.
I mean, just either, it's not really complicated. It's just really, look at the rules, as far as submission and requirements, and make sure your film is not showing at other places before certain submissions. But honestly, it's nothing to it. This about sounds super lame. Nothing to it but to do it, Floyd. that's all I can say. Just, send your film in, and if it's dope, if they mess with it, then they'll send you an email back. Sessions was different because Sessions wasn't like your traditional film festival in a sense. It was more of a filmmaker's boot camp or workshop. And so Sessions was really based on the script alone. The film has not been, there were no visual components to the film in order to send it to Sessions. It's really based off of what Ebony did with the script.
So just for clarification's sake, Sessions is a workshopping component of the Atlanta Film Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And as a winner of this film night, you're going to get some benefits, hopefully, in terms of your future film screenings as it relates to maybe taking care of some of those costs
mm-hmm.
and maybe working through some other logistical things. So talk about next steps for you all as it relates to this particular work.
We're actually going to, one of the options for winning was to submit, of course, films to other festivals and have assistance with that. And we have the option of submitting whatever film. So we have another film project that we believe will be more aesthetically pleasing, narratively pleasing, and just have more weight in other festivals called Bzzz. And that is the film that we're going to be talking to the people of Wonderoot to further get into the market. And also a little tidbit of information.
Okay.
It's in this year's Bronze Lens Film Festival.
Okay.
It's been selected and we'll be showing there as well.
Nice, nice. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
I want to add something, though, about the sessions in the Wonderoot. The Wonderoot, the way it got submitted to Wonderoot is from sessions. What am I trying to say? From sessions, like, it wasn't, sessions had its own screening.
Yes.
And then we were like, hey, the Wonderoot Film Festival came up. It was really quick when we had to submit. Go ahead.
Do you really? Okay. Yeah. So I'm going to throw a little shade out here. So she brought it up. Last year, we tried to submit a film to Wonderoot.
Okay.
Okay. And they weren't really feeling us. They weren't really feeling the kids. So we didn't get selected. And so we were like, dang, that's okay. Keep moving. So then we got into sessions. And Session showed it at the Plaza Theater. And then I think we just kind of, by that time, we had perfected some things that were kind of off, honestly, that we needed to work on. Mm-hmm. And then it was showed, then we presented it to, or submitted it to Wonderoot.
Yeah.
And then it was selected.
Yeah.
And then we were like, oh, so now they want to show us. So, you know. But it was cute, though. You know, we were very thankful, but that was just a little like, oh, that's cute.
It was, I think the gray area was, we didn't expect anything to happen from the gray area. Because, again, like she said earlier, it was a reshoot and we shot it, like, in 6 hours.
Because one day shoot. One day shoot. Yeah, the first time that we shot it, it was like 4 or 5 days.
Yeah.
We were borrowing a friend's apartment, like, bumming it out, living out of Kroger. Just trying to get it done. Like, we really put a whole bunch of effort into it. We were, like, running around. Everybody was just so stressed because we were like, we got to make this perfect. And it looked like, womp, womp. So then we were like, you know what? We just going to have some June it, you know? And so
that's cute.
The web series that we have, which is The Shrinking B6, is based out of Ebony's apartment. But that's kind of like the haven for House of June. So we all felt very comfortable. Like, let's just go back to where it started. And we just punked it out in Ebony's apartment in like 6 or 7 hours and got it done. And then Amber, of course,
2 days later,
she put her magic on there. She color correcting. She's in it because she can paint as well, people.
Yes.
She's an artist now. So, yeah. So she just, you know, she did her thing and it was beautiful.
It really was beautiful.
So maybe that second time around, having done it before, worked out all of the kinks, understood what you had to have, what you did not have to have.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe worked in your favor to be able to consolidate the whole process into a day shoot.
Completely.
Indeed,
rejection.
Yeah.
Sorry, Amber. Mm-hmm. No, I was just going to say, like, rejection or however you want to look at not being accepted into something initially. I think it's very purposeful. I think that as an artist, your first draft is not generally the best draft. And then I think when given the opportunity to revisit, then you can kind of reconceptualize and kind of expand thought. Expand vision, if you will. And so I think that our rejections have worked for our benefit highly.
Yeah, they have. I was about to say, I think where the magic of the gray era, the second shot, came from is, honestly, we have to give credit to our actors.
Totally.
Actresses.
Yes, definitely.
Because they all have worked on House of June projects, so they kind of already have their chemistry from other projects. So we definitely couldn't do that in 6 hours without our actresses.
Exactly.
Because, you know, honestly, a lot of things were rushed because it's 6 hours.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's only 6 hours you shoot a short film in. And we do appreciate the first film. It's like... to me, some things were technically better about the first film, but the story is what's really important for me anyway in film. It's really important. I think our actresses really, like, gave everything when it came to making the story true.
I agree.
So, thank you guys.
They dug deep very quickly.
So, what's next after the Bronze Lens Film Festival?
So, we'll be working on our next short.
Oh, yeah, we have
after the Bronze Lens Film Festival. Well, we're preparing right now for our feature film, which will be next year. So we're trying to get our Kickstarter information together and just kind of prepare ourselves and be ready going into the new year with a new look and a new movie for House of June. But directly after Bronze Lens, we will be shooting another short. The script is dope, of course, because Ebony has blessed us with her writing.
Oh, they're so nice.
So, yeah, we're going to go out with another short, you know, so everybody can go out there new year talking about that and then go into the new year shooting our feature. So,
and the short that we'll be shooting, it's kind of, we'll have the same actors as the gray area. It will be shot in one day as well. So it's kind of a two-part scenario, if you will, that we're borrowing some elements from the gray area.
Two words that I want to get you all's perspective on. One is dope, and the other is cunty.
That's hilarious.
Yes.
Who wants to be dope and who wants to be cunty?
I'll let you guys speak. I want to hear y'all talk about it. I think it's cute.
Okay, so for me, dope is the word that I'm familiar with already. For me, being dope is just being you. If that means you're going to wear red socks and a blue shirt and high yellow pants with stripes on them, if you believe in that and that's who you really are and you can stand strong in it and walk down the street and be proud, you're dope. If you're just a regular person that just, you're matched from head to toe. If that's your thing, you're dope as long as you own it. But then I met Ebony and Amber. So I'm really big on, like, I don't know if this is going to be acceptable, but I'm really big on the cunt. Okay? I feel like as a woman, being sexy and owning who you are and not being afraid to express the cunt in you, I don't think that's a crime. I think that women that speak for themselves and speak up are powerful. Don't let anybody shush you. So a lot of people like to be like, you know, you're a woman, you should be respectful, you shouldn't say that, you shouldn't do this. And I feel like, okay, that may have been how you were raised in your day, but in my day, I want to speak up for myself. I was raised in a family where you work a 9-to-5, you take care of your kids, and that's what it is. And I did that for a long time, but I was unhappy. Then I chose to own my cunt. I'm a grown woman. I'm going to say what I want to say. I'm going to do what I want to do, how I want to do it.
Read.
And I embarked on this artistry of finding my art in myself. And I love it. And my family was like, you are crazy. You got these two kids. You're always traveling. You're always doing this stuff. This is crazy. And my boss was like, you know what? I like it. You got kids, but you're like, so what? So I'm going to tell you what you need to do. And that's how I even got to Atlanta. You're going to go to Atlanta. You're going to get in Clark Atlanta University. You're going to get you a degree. Came to Atlanta, got in Clark Atlanta University, and then realized school's not for me, though, because I speak up too much. And these professors, they ain't going for that. Plus, I'm paying y'all a lot of money, and I feel like if I'm paying this much money, I should be able to say what I want to say. And they're like, nah. So I took this journey, and I said, scratch school. And I met Amber and Ebony, and I have been going and going and going since. And I just feel like I feel powerful. I feel lifted. I encourage my daughters to be whatever they want to be. If you want to be Beyonce, we're going to be Beyonce then. I'm not going to discourage them. I'm going to let them make their own path and follow it. And I'm just going to guide them along the way. So when Ebony started saying cunty, I was like, oh, now I can say that now. And it'd be like, that's cute. So for me, it's just another form of owning it, owning who you are, uplifting your sisters. You know what I mean? Be cunty, be yourself, speak up, say what you want to say. So, yeah, that's it for me.
For me, for me, there's an appreciation and confidence and an aesthetic that comes with dopeness. To me, it's dopeness. To me, it's when someone is exhibiting, like, you know, a confidence and a knowledge in what they do. Specifically, when it comes to art, you know. I don't know if you saw from the gray area, but we are an art film house, mm-hmm. and we're an art film house, and we really like we had backgrounds in art, and like before my film and video major, I was majoring in fine art painting, and it's just appreciative of the aesthetic of you being responsible, respectful, and confident, mm-hmm. and being truly who you are and in your craft. Same thing with cunty. Not the same thing, but cunty to me is being when a woman is unapologetic, mm-hmm. in how she presents herself and, you know, her confidence and just respect and love for other women, you know?
I'm just going to read the official definition for cunty. Because so many people ask us, because we use it all the time, they're like, but what does it mean? I feel it, but what does it mean? So if you will. Cunty is an adjective. It is celebratory and complimentary of women, estrogen, femininity. It is a proclamation of a moment, thing, or person beyond fly. It is used to big up another queen. It is used to big up your own queendom. The definition of cunty. As defined by House of June. Trademark.
Trademark, everyone.
Give all of your information so that everybody can stay in touch and stay connected to House of June. Let everyone know how they can stay involved with the movement and see all of the other work, all of the other webisodes and projects, all of that.
Web series. Go, Amber.
Oh, the web series? Mm-hmm. Currently on YouTube. The Shrink and the Beast is running. We are on episode 5 episode 5?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, episode 5 was the latest episode to be released, and episode 6 will be released in like 2 weeks. So that's on YouTube. It's called The Shrink NB6. Our YouTube page is The House of June.
The House of June.
The House of June. So you guys can go ahead and check that out. And you can see promos on our Instagram at The House of June.
Mm-hmm.
And our Twitter, The House of June.
Mm-hmm.
All the words are spelled correctly, guys. and
Facebook, House of June.
And we're thanks to Tempest, we're getting our website and everything together. So we are a brand in the making, if you will.
Indeed. Mm-hmm. I encourage everybody to go watch The Shrink and B6. So our shorts are dope, but the thing about The Shrink and B6 is it's an ongoing process. So it has different elements. So when I met Ebony at the Atlanta Film Festival, I had just spoke to her. We had exchanged business cards, information. And then, I don't know, a couple weeks later, I'm like, I'm going to call that girl and see what's going on with her. I had just decided to watch The Shrink and B6. So, never have spoken to her since the film festival. I watched The Shrink and B6, and I was literally in my living room thinking to myself, like, Jesus, is she watching me? Like, are there cameras around here? Because Ebony writes so deep. She writes about those moments, like she said, that we don't share to the outside world, that we're able to give to maybe our best friends, but we still leave those little bits and pieces out that we're kind of ourselves ashamed of. She highlights them like you wouldn't believe. So a lot of things hit home for a lot of different people in a lot of different ways that we don't see normally. So I encourage everybody to go check it out. House of June on YouTube, House of June on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, as well as our shorts. Check them out. We're going to have the website up within the next 5 business days, so everybody can go check that out. It'll be www.thehouseofjune.com. And yeah, just support us. We got merchandise coming soon. I mean, the brand is in the making, everybody, so look out for us. You know, we're coming. The engines that do, we're coming. We toot-toot. So, you know, watch out.
Tempest, Ebony, Amber, The House of June, thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you so much.